you have news, the Daily American counts on you to... Oh, no. Gracious Lord, you have given us ears to hear and hearts to receive. Now we pray for the will to obey your voice that we know and trust. Amen.
L'chaim. Thank you, Matthew Bray. And I noticed this in the paper. Not only, and I don't know if they've been doing this and somehow didn't notice it, not only in the town I come from, Somerset, Pennsylvania, does the news have a prayer every day. They have a passage from the Bible on the front page.
On the front page every day?
Yes.
Get out of here.
I didn't even notice it earlier. It's called Inspiration.
And do you think after I visited your town, your parents just got bombarded with letters and knocking at the door like, who brought the Jew?
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe. Guess what this is from? It's a little game. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory.
Oh, I know. Came from the Lord.
It came from the Lord.
Okay,
more specifically.
Okay, yeah, a little more. I'm going to say John 3:12.
John 1:14.
Oh!
John 1:14.
That John had a lot to say.
You were close.
Now, Matt's over, and we love Matt. Speaking of love, this podcast is brought to you by Big Love from HBO, a bold new dramatic series that explores the complicated life of a modern-day polygamist.
Mm-hmm, Big Love.
Polygamy loves company.
That's their saying. It premieres Sunday, March 12th, yesterday, at 10 p.m. 9 Central. You can catch the debut. It follows The Sopranos only on HBO and, I guess, a time machine. So be sure you check that out.
Every Sunday.
And you have TiVo.
Yeah, it's a very early show today. We had a little get-together, and Matt was down watching it. We saw Sopranos, the debut. What do you guys think of Sopranos?
It was good. You know, I'm not caught up with it.
It took me a little while to remember who.
I feel like it was very. It was ultra dramatic. There was a lot going on. I feel I have to maybe go back and recap the last couple episodes.
I thought it would be more gory.
It was 2 years ago they were last on, right?
At least two years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to remember what was going on.
Still though, that was some big drama. If you haven't seen it, there was some big drama in this episode, and I think it made for a little difficult follow by Big Love.
That, and then Big Love came on, and we watched that. Here's something about doing advertisements that I find I want to do. Whenever you have, and then another company, like, insert, like, this show probably started with an ad, right? That at the time, we don't know what it is. We don't know what somebody, I mean, obviously we made the deal, but we don't know what somebody's listening to right now.
Flintstones Vitamins.
And we could have it, it could be. It could start with that ad. And then whenever we say, or we can like do a little introduction, have the ad inserted in something, you know, and then we continue. So what do you think if we start our show with, I really don't care about this, and then the ad, and then our show?
Way to steal my idea and talk about it like it's your own. Just calling you out. It's the call out show. That's all.
A little seriousness.
Here's another idea of mine. The product, we don't know what it is, and as soon as it stops, our voice goes, oh, I fucking love that thing. I have two.
And it's adult diapers.
Right now, for us, it's buying Time Warner cable. I fucking love it. I own two. So we thoroughly enjoyed the live show. You know, more people are going to check out the webcast. We're going to do it again next week. We'll probably do it, you know, every chance we get to do a live show. The secret bonus that everybody's talking about on the forums that people aren't aware about.
That I'm not even aware about.
Oh, he didn't tell you? Really?
No. I heard a little bit of what happened, and I saw a little bit in the forums about what happened, but...
It's funny how they're being in the forums. They're like, and then, wink, wink, everybody who was up, kind of, wink, another wink. You guys will all know secret, top secret stuff.
There's a problem.
That's all they're saying.
I fucked up the feed during the live show, but obviously we recorded it in the house, so... You know, I wanted to get the show up right away for people who missed that part. So after the show, I turn off the camera because that takes up, you know, a lot of power, and then save the show. So maybe that took an hour, maybe even two. So around 3 o'clock, or a little earlier than 3 o'clock, we turned everything back on, and Spooky did his own show, the Spooky Secret Podcast in parentheses. Don't tell his girlfriend. At least 3 hours long. A drunk Spooky tells his stories.
3 a.m. tune in.
It was like 3 to 6.
And
now,
did you record it or anything or no?
No, there was no point for me to record it. But everybody, but you could see people on the my recorder can only record 20 minutes. What do you got? I got 35 minutes. How do we get together and put this together?
Oh yeah, because there were some people in the chat.
He's telling a story. I'm just getting up and taking a piss. And he just what's so funny is he goes and goes, and then I was lucky enough to be his first guest.
You had the pleasure,
right? Right, and he'll go, and then I'll interrupt with something, you know, he'll remind me about, and you know, like maybe I'll complain about people giving me ideas for the show, or complain about this. I'll, you know, talk about things I normally wouldn't talk about on a show, so I don't seem like a little bitch. But then, you know, I'll start. But on Spooky Show, I feel comfortable going, no, I didn't deliberately put the camera so it's next to my fat head. Why the USB cord so short? Yes, I know I could have got a fucking extension. You don't know what you're talking about, BitTorrent. Why are you fucking telling me everything's so easy to download? So I feel more comfortable, you know, doing it on his show.
Because you're not saying it on your show right now.
Exactly. I don't have to say, hey, I have this idea for a website. No, I want the exact same website, asshole. So I don't have to say that and hurt anybody's feelings. I could say it on Spooky's Midnight Secret Show with 11 listeners.
Midnight Secret Show that starts at 3 a.m.
Right. Which, yeah, I didn't mean to change it.
No, I like that. Spooky's Midnight Secret Show starting at 3 a.m., running to 6. If you don't get the joke, you don't hear the show.
You don't belong there. 11 people were on listening to the show. He never lost a listener. He does his
gold. Sign him up.
Another thing, his girlfriend has no idea what he does. He's telling his long stories in such detail.
It doesn't matter that his girlfriend, even if she finds these episodes, she'll be like, oh, that's not my boyfriend. That's Spooky.
Right, right.
Because apparently he just doesn't tell her what his other names are.
He's
an alias in his own home.
or she knows and is like, just don't bring Spooky into the house.
Leave Spooky at the door.
Don't bring your fun at home. So you know, he'll have his stories. I'll interrupt with something. We could talk about a side topic for like 20 minutes. He could tell I'm done with the story. Goes back to his original story. Doesn't miss a beat. Goes to like the next sentence. And at first you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? But like 2 or 3 sentences into it, you put it together like a puzzle in your head and the whole thing makes sense.
So if you edit you, Keith Malley, out
of Spooky
Show. If you
edit me and
him
talking, it goes straight through 3 hours
of the story. No, if you edit you out of his show, he's got a straight story.
Yeah,
and Keith and I have a bad habit of really cutting people off.
No, we don't. I've heard his fucking story.
No, I'm talking about when we hang out with people, if we have a thought in the middle of your sentence, we're going to tell you. We're not going to wait until your sentence. And yeah. Matt, you can attest to that, right?
Yeah, but
Matt
I know how it is. If you get excited about something, you got to say it, and then you're like, oh, I'm sorry. No, I had to really say that.
You also have to, or then you forget it, or
that's
you're like,
you, Keith.
You double.
Or you write it down.
Right. And then we'll do this. You want to talk about calling out? If you double think, like, should I say this? Then the moment's passed, and you know, and that's gone, and now you're like, oh, I don't know what to talk about, and you could have talked about 5 different things. Do you know what I mean?
It's over. It's like being on the show. You just are like, let's just say it.
I do usually allow Keith, and now everyone's going to go on the forums and say, no, you don't. But I try to allow Keith to say his thought first, because not because I'm a submissive girlfriend, but because he will really, really forget what he's going to say, and you got to just let him talk.
Because you got to hear it. It's ridiculous. Jim, somebody record this.
I will forget things I'm saying, and I'm the only one talking.
You're thinking about it. Where was I?
Right. That's absolutely true.
You try to retrace your train of thought, and you're like, when did this train get derailed?
I actually think, you know how Keith every once in a while says, this is why we were meant to be, talking about our relationship. The reason why we were actually meant to be is I know how to put him back on track most of the time. And I'm like, here's what I throw out. Like, it's almost like that game Taboo. I'll give him like the 3 words that he may have been thinking about, and he's back on
track.
We
don't finish each other's sentences. She tells mine.
You're thinking of something, and then she interrupts you. Mm-hmm. Then she's wants to let you get back to it. She's like, cough syrup, dog food, pencils.
Right,
go.
Right.
And you're like, oh yeah. When I had cough syrup and I was feeding a dog.
And by that point, she knows the whole story. She put together in her head, but she's like, mm-hmm, very interesting.
Just tell me key points.
I'll play chess with somebody and forget who I am.
Stop it.
And I'm dead serious. I'm like, I should know I'm black or white. You know, that's even worse than pool and drinking. And
that's why we always let him.
You play solitaire and forget who you are. Right.
That's why we call the show Keith and the Girl. It's like those sitcoms that are called after not the character, the main character in the show is actually the real actor's name so that he doesn't forget his name. Mm-hmm. So this is the Keith and the Girl right. show.
It was going to be called Guy and Girl, but I will know when it's my turn.
And that's why when you play chess and checkers, you always play the white instead of the black. Mm-hmm. You know, who am I?
Like skin color. Here,
right?
Oh,
okay.
So Spooky's telling all his stories and just giving out names and addresses and phone numbers.
Oh, my
and
then he's God.
Like, as soon as he says this, oh, you can bleep that, right? And I'm like, yeah, that was bleeped. Yeah, okay. So, and then he repeats the name. then the chat just fills up, you know, here's the name. Here's the link. Here's where you went to school with this girl. Here's her phone number. Mm-hmm. And just went.
They find those links right. really quick. But no, don't fuck up.
Everything gets told. He talked about Deuce. He talked about his girlfriend.
He talked about Deuce. Uh-oh. Now Deuce is going to hear this, and there's going to be a big problem.
We had a game show where the forums were asking us questions and who was smarter, right? And I said, true to this question, the male fetus can have an erection in its third trimester. So when you were saying how can ew. That girl fuck that 2-year-old boy, you can get a hard on apparently when you're in the womb.
And if you listened between 5:30 and 6 a.m. you would have known that. And Spooky alone saying this to each other in a small room, you will know about baby hard ons.
Spooky took phone calls.
Oh,
nice.
I hear you.
And then
he fielded the phones.
Then he bragged to say that he is the second podcast of all time to have a live show and webcam.
That's true. That is true. That is true. When it goes down in history. Although I will say this, somebody, whoever's stringing this back together, make sure you put some of that Harry Potter music in between each segue. That's what I want to hear.
But like, we're very proud that Keith and the Girl is very interactive. You know, letters, phone calls, webcam, this and that. We really think it's something that really sets us apart. But at the same time, we know when we're right and listeners are wrong. Not Spooky. Spooky was talking, and on the forum, somebody goes, ding, and I'm like,
on the chat.
On the chat, and I go, Spooky, you were ding. And he's like, okay, I guess I gotta go. And then they're like, no, sorry, no ding. He will stop the show if you ask him.
It's like mob mentality, though, on the chat. If one person dings, everyone starts dinging, and the whole chat room just looks like one big ding.
It's like, listeners, in a way, is like customers at a restaurant. If something's wrong with if they see that something's wrong with their meal, a customer will see, you know, I see a customer arguing to me, the waiter, and then another customer right next to him, everything was fine, will be like, well, something must be wrong with me too. Then they start complaining. Do you know what I mean? Next thing you have a restaurant complaining.
It's like a wave effect.
Exactly. Yeah,
they're going back and forth now on the forums at each other about that kind of stuff though too. I saw somebody else had mentioned that there was somebody in the chat room with their name, and they're like, oh my God, how's he using lick my balls, suck mine, and that's my name.
No, the guy's name was balls. On the forums is Balls, and he's like, they're ruining my good name.
They're ruining my good name. Which, there was somebody named Matt in the chat room when I went in there, but I was like, ah, whatever. Who cares if they think it's me? I know it's not me.
Another revelation. Mm-hmm. Spooky's girlfriend deletes porn from his computer.
Oh,
he knows this, of course, because he downloaded the porn. Certain time he comes home, he's looking at porn. It's gone. Never brought up in that relationship.
You think now, did he talk about this?
That is awesome. And I'm guessing, and at this I want emails on, I'm guessing that is not abnormal in couples.
I think that's probably normal.
It's normal. It's, you know, I know you do it. It disgusts me. I'm going to delete it. I know you're deleting it. I'm only going to get more. What's the fucking point of talking about it?
Do you think that
it's
his...
It's like a little cat and mouse game.
Instead of going, I don't like you looking at porn, and then you got to jerk off before you get on the subway to go home. It's like, just, you know, I'll
and
fucking...
And the whole time that she's deleting it, she's like, I know he knows that I delete this.
No, she doesn't care. She's like, he knows this is wrong. Delete.
Yeah, he knows it's wrong. Yeah. And you should be able to and get one of those programs that put post-up notes. You know what I mean?
What?
Don't use this.
Right, right. Like, where is it? What are you looking for?
Little messages.
Get a webcam, make your own little movie, you know? Double click. Fuck you.
Hey, you got to do that to the cam when you do that.
All right, sorry. We have it going on if you happen to be seeing it.
By the way.
And he's like, I wanted to do a taste. This happened like 3 times. And we're in like the 3rd hour. And we're going like, okay, we got to take you home now. It's getting too late. He was all into it. Like, he's the one that wanted to be taken home. And then he's like, I'll go for fucking hours. He was listened. He was thoroughly enjoying it. The and then he's like, I wanted to do something with the kangaroo vodka. You know what? I'll save that for next show.
I was his second guest.
Oh. Yeah, congratulations. She woke up from her nap.
Just woken up, second guest. Well, that's not a bad duo to have as your first and second guests on your show.
Why, thank you. Yeah, why, thank you. Yeah. But by the way, do you think that the porn that Spooky has is as easy to find as yours? Keith has a folder that says Keith. If you go in there, there's a few things, and one of the folders in there says porn.
He just said he can't remember thoughts mid-sentence. God, how's he gonna? What's he gonna make some sort of secret A-team style secret file on his computer?
Right, a file that says business boring things, and I'll be like, well, I don't got fucking time for that folder.
Later on, you go to it. What was I thinking making this folder?
Out of respect to this relationship, though, I took off the shortcut on the desktop that led to porn.
I don't care.
Oh, now I know.
You know when if he ever gets me that kind of mad that normal girlfriend boyfriends get mad about, I'm going to go into that folder and change the name to Business Tings, and then he'll never find his porn.
I will never know.
He may not. Although I will say,
even though I just said it, he'll never find it.
You may not be the one to talk, considering the picture that you showed to me during Big Love downstairs. That's all I got to say.
My brother.
That was her assessment.
He's like, porn, she's like, Keith, your porn is disgusting. Wait, my brother just sent me this. Hey, took a look at it, guys.
My brother sent me this thing, and he knows better. He should send it to you, but apparently you weren't there for him to send it to. He sends me a picture of, I think it was a girl, and it's from the angle of right under her butt, and she just took a, like, it was while she made a big
poo. She took a mountain of a shit. The biggest fucking shit. I don't think it's human.
Fake, yeah.
I don't trust anything that comes in frames. You know what I mean? That comes in like a stills, and you got to put it together in your head. I don't believe it. But it was kind of like she saw it and had to show somebody else, kind of like The Ring.
I know. Now I'm gonna die.
So, but
thanks for saving the show, Matt.
But yeah, I like the Secret Spooky Show because he all shares secrets and his true thoughts on the other stand-up people. Which, that's a sick, that should have been there.
Really? Should've You're not there. Revealing
no,
it?
No, I am not. But I will say this. Hey, Keith, this is Keith McNally. Thanks for playing my stand-up submission. That was super cool. This is a guy from the porn store. I'm glad you liked it. I realized after I sent it that it wasn't going to be enough. I was in Professor Keith mode, which is calm, laid back, and sometimes funny. But I knew that if I wanted to have a chance at winning this thing, I was going to have to show you the other side of the coin.
Now, so hold on. Keith McNally is from Vancouver, Canada, which is on the other side of the coast. Yeah. Well, not our country, but...
Well, you know, the countryside.
Right, right. So is he willing, I'm just putting it out there, is he willing to actually come if he's approved?
So I decided, fuck the rules, I'm going to do another 3 minutes, and if the other entrants don't like it, they can fuck off. I'm going to do whatever I can to destroy them, and if that means cheating, then so be it. So you know what? It
sounds like
the fly. I like the spirit, too, and there were no rules about multiple submissions. I didn't hear
actually.
Any. I heard submit three minutes by the 15th. That doesn't mean you can only do one set of 3 minutes.
Right. And we'll get to that. Janine, talking about stand-up. Janine, by the way, who told me about the...
Janine is his ex-girlfriend.
Right. The last comic standing went to Florida to check it out. And she said...
Well, she's in Florida. And she stood online for the auditions, right?
I have no idea.
You know more than he does.
She lives in Florida now.
Correct.
Weirdo.
And went somewhere in Florida.
From Florida.
From Florida, right. But everyone that got accepted to the next round had an agent. Isn't that interesting?
How did she
said
know that?
She went to the showcase, did some snooping, did some detective work. Barry Katz, you know, was Dane Cook's manager, the shady fuck that... You know, and I don't know, but Doug Stanhope said, you know, remember that? That was enough for me. And like, he represents a lot of them. So that's a little weird. What else? Oh, so they just, like, ran through things. She said the jokes that she did, and we heard it before. I thought it was very funny. During her stand-up, they were arguing about somebody else. Is stand-up.
No.
And they weren't listening and just said, okay, this isn't what we're looking for.
That's nice and respectful to the contestants.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be, here's what I get mad that we weren't even fucking seen in New York because I did like Nick did. I made up a little choose your own adventure. And if they said, you know what, you're not what we're looking for, I'm going to go, fuck you, I'm not leaving. What do you do? What happens now? I'm not leaving. And if they go, you know, security, I'm going to be like, ha, you fuckers thought of everything. Then I'm going to leave. Then I'm going to come back and push the mic stand to the ground and then leave.
Oh.
Wow, that's quite an adventure you chose.
I already signed that paper. You know, you're not making me look like an idiot.
You hand them out like different scenarios and in paper form when you walk in, and they do the choose your own adventure. They're like, I like page four, and they switch. They flip back to page.
If only they had the time. If only if it was real professionals.
I wish I was a judge, though. And like, and just, and especially, you know, you're just dismissing these people that stood in line. That doesn't sound like Kinison to me. Next. I prefer more yelling in my comedy. Next. Boring.
You're not pretty enough.
Where are the balloons?
You're not upset enough.
As soon as they get on stage, before they say anything, oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
No, you gotta go, oh, hells to the motherfucking no.
But I don't know if you had... Have you seen
and
it,
And if
Matt?
They like it, they're like, LOLs.
Have you seen Last Comic Standing before?
I have not seen much of the show. I saw, like, briefly one episode, a year ago.
She said this. A guy did make it that didn't have representation. Buck Starr. And you would have to see it before.
Buck Starr sounds
familiar. I'm Buck Starr. I'm welcome to the Buck Starr Show. And he's horrible. He's horrible, and he'd be like, he's like American. I don't have people that do that. He went to all six places in the country to try
out. He said
his
father
kicked out every time.
His father financed that. His father gave him the money to travel around where they were trying people out. So he made it in. I hate to tell you this, he made it in last time too, and only because they felt bad for him on the final audition.
That's true. They did
the final audition. Yeah. They were like, you know what, fuck it, come tonight. But then he didn't make it into the house. They were just trying to be nice.
Right. So anyway, there's another city saying Last Comic Standing is bullshit. There you go. That's what
so
you.
So it's confirmed.
Right.
We're doing our own Last Comic Standing here to open up for Keith Malley on April 15th.
That's true.
And it's real. We will listen to your submission.
By the way, if Last Comic Standing wants us to advertise for them, absolutely.
Yeah, we don't care.
And by another show that's bullshit, go watch Last Comic Standing.
Here it is from Vancouver, Keith McNally.
Hey, all you assholes. It's Keith McNally with take number two. Oh, what's that you're saying?
Oh, so I'm going to put the video. We're listening to MP3 because it's clear, but he sent the video, and I'll put that on the forums, of course.
Cool.
The first one, I think he was wearing, I forget what kind of shirt, but it was, I don't really remember it, so there's nothing about it, and it was in his plain living room. This one has, like, things on the wall, like it's bright, and he has a Bad Religion shirt on with a, you know, crucifix and a knot sign. This is his badass Keith McNally.
I actually liked it because when I saw the...
And he comes to the camera with, like, a finger.
You played me the first one,
he's
and then
doing
I
doing blue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's working blue tonight.
You played me the first one, and then I went to watch the video anyway, just because I had to see what he looked like. And you can actually hear his friend giggling while holding the camera. It's so cute. You have to go see it.
Like
on the
me
forum.
Laughing on the DVD extras.
Right. Exactly.
Hey, all you assholes! It's Keith McNally with take number two. Oh, what's that you're saying? I'm not allowed to do take number two? I'm breaking the rules? Since when do Keith and the girl fans give a fuck about the rules? I used to play this show at my job. I give no fucks for the rules. How many fucks do I give for the rules?
No fucks!
Goddamn right.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot.
And he didn't expect that, but he rolled with it.
LOLs.
He didn't
was
go
that a girl?
Yeah, it's a girl. He didn't go, cameraman, you're ruining my show. And I wouldn't do my first or now second stand-up in front of the girl. I wouldn't have had the balls. Good for him.
Right.
Good for him.
Not only that, I don't think you people have heard enough stories about my cock. I started masturbating when I was 4 or 5 years old, probably even younger.
No way.
But I didn't do it like a normal person. I would lay it.
In fact, I don't know if you know this, I had a hard-on in my third trimester.
Down on the hard ground and just rub myself against it through my pants. My mom called it bumping, usually when she said,
Keith, you stop that bumping!
But I was totally shameless about it because I was just a little
nice
kid.
Childhood. So I wonder why you worked in a porno store. Much? That was really surprising to everyone, wasn't it, Keith McNally?
In the next room who could clearly see me, I would still go to my favorite couch and lie down on it and just hump it like a horny worm. Keith, you stop that bumping! And I would usually reply, yeah! Ah.
Oh, your own mother. Gave birth to you. You sucked on those titties. You're gross. That's my brother Ken. Just doing push-ups on everything. Everything. What you doing? Just doing push-ups again. The only exercise I like doing.
People really remember how sexual they were as little kids. Like, in my kindergarten, there was this girl in the neighborhood who'd always come and offer to fuck me through the fence. And
oh
I'd always be
God.
Like, yeah, baby, let's do that. But then we were just little kids, so we'd just kind of stand there and be like, yeah, all right. One of these days, One of these days, this dick is going through that fence and into you. So be ready. There was this other girl.
That one I like.
Who offered to show me her mysterious genitals if I would just show her my dick. And I had no problem showing people my dick. So even though we were in a very crowded room, we figured if we just went and hid under the table in the corner, nobody would see us. So we're under there, and I'm showing her my stuff, and she's checking it out, and I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Now you show me yours. And she hesitated. And even at that young age, I knew I'd just been fucked over. I was getting nothing out of this deal. But I was, like, trying to egg her on. I was like, come on, show it to me, come on! And then, of course, we got caught, and the teacher's freaking out like she never saw a little kid's dick before.
Topical. I like it.
Thanks. But you know, with all this bumping I was doing, my dad actually tried to explain to me how normal people masturbate. He was like, oh, now, son.
What the fuck would that be like?
I don't know.
Let's pause for a second.
I feel like bumping could be his Brumsky.
Right,
you
know, right.
Bumping, you guys are bumping.
Now that's
a perverted world if you have to keep yelling bumping.
Yeah, I didn't know to do any of that stuff. The only thing I knew was when cars went, you know, over bumps during that little valley. I like that. My brother Ken, no pun, had the balls to go, am I the only one who feels that? And we're like giggling, like we can't say, you know. No, we do too. We're going to act like you're the freak. Thanks for the freedom.
I used to play doctor with everyone.
Look at this.
With everyone.
Look at this animal. You share one little fucking story. Yeah, well, I have a story too. We would play town doctor.
Town doctor.
I would play doctor and I'd be like, no, we have to get naked for this. And they're like, why? And I'm like, I don't know. We're playing doctor.
We're playing lawyer now. Everybody take off their clothes. Why? I don't know. Because I have a trouble with the jury. Everybody close off.
You almost just, you so were how many real people? Close to a bad pun.
I
right
know,
there.
I know. So
it,
how
wasn't,
many?
It wasn't a lot of people. It was like two or three people. But I was really young. I was really young.
Oh my God. You know what?
Two people turns into how, everyone.
How are you going to stop your kids? Like, they're gonna, if they want to do it, they're going to do it. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do.
You can't prevent anything. You can't say you stop that bumping.
How are you going to do that?
I know it was for sure before fourth grade, and that's really, really young.
Your parents do not care.
It's not. I was just. I always remember feeling sexual, but I didn't do anything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I didn't even know what that meant. It's not like I wanted anything around my vagina. I was actually very scared of that.
You know what doctor touches you? Were you touching anybody?
No. No. It's just I wanted to be naked around people.
Yeah, cameras up.
He actually tried to explain to me how normal people masturbate. He was like, oh, now, son. Generally, the man will grip the shaft, such as so, and
such as so.
Stroke. So I,
such as so.
He, I like his wording. He it's shows unconventional.
He shows his cock in the video. What I thought was weird.
Such as so.
Such as so. No, my dad did not explain anything. Anything. Looked at me like, did you have a nocturnal emission? Like, I think everything will be a secret forever. That's what I think.
I think everything will be a secret forever until I start my own podcast and then listen to everything I've ever done in my entire life.
Right, right. His,
it's, you know, archived.
Keith McNally's life makes sense now, and my life makes sense now.
Speaking of which, by the way, this morning, we woke up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon after taking all of Mona's money. Thank you very much, Poker.
I had worked a whole day by that time.
Whatever. So I got this message from my mom, like, I really have to ask you a question, so you got to call me. Don't dismiss this phone call. You have to call. I actually woke Keith up and was like, my mom knows about the podcast! Oh, my God!
Now, this isn't... I wasn't worried at all. This isn't the first time your mom's called and said, like, you know, acted like something's important. You know how you'll have a friend do that and like, oh, I got to talk to you about something right now. I'm like, what the fuck? I can't lend you money. All right, let me call and see what's happening.
No, really. No, man. My Time Warner bill is due. Right, I don't got it.
She sounded really pressed.
I don't have money and I'm not in the mood to move today. But so you don't know if you're supposed to call or not. But you do have those people that do it all the time. And you just have to ignore them. And your parents are like that.
Yeah, I used to have this beeper back in the day, like over 10 years ago. And I had a friend who would beep me 911 every goddamn time. Right. Now, this is before cell phones, so you got to pull over, find a phone in New York where half of them are fucked up. And I would call her and she'd be like, I just got into a fight with my parents. Well, that's fucking every day. Are you serious?
It's the girl who beeped wolf. That's what that situation is right there.
Right.
It's like, true.
911. Yeah. No, really. Oh, my God. I wanted to watch Sex in the City tonight and I missed it.
Yeah. It's like
No. And what time is it on? See, being in restaurants and like that when cell phones really started catching on and all the busboys have cell phones as they're wiping your table and you're like, what the fuck? I did a clown job. The true story, this girl, little girl, and I'm bad with ages, four, I don't know.
Show me how tall she was.
This tall.
Stop it.
Okay, this tall.
None of you got that. Unless you're watching right now live.
And you remember an hour later that we were talking about kid size. When
she's about four.
So she's 4 year old, and I go, they could talk at four, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They can talk, you know, those things.
So I go, oh, you look like you're real busy, as I'm drawing a star on her. Yes. Okay, never mind. Like, yes, I am. So, of course I am.
I have things to attend to.
Was she on a cell phone or something that you were asking her?
Oh, I didn't even
busy.
Did I not even mention that part?
No, you forgot that part.
I was like, I know this is linked somehow, but
forget it.
Generally, the man.
Oh,
will
by the way,
the shaft, so.
My mother does not know about the show. It was something completely different. That was not.
Oh, and
that we can't discuss.
Continue.
Your dad's fine, after all.
Yeah.
Proceed to stroke. So I took that information and went and gave it a try, but it didn't work. I was too little. I couldn't get any sensation. So I reported back to him, which I don't think he expected me to do. And I was like,
wow.
Hey, Dad. He's like, yes, son? I tried that thing you told me to do to stop me from bumping. Yeah, it didn't work. And this is while we were in line to see Santa Claus. He's like, oh, and puts his hand over my mouth and is getting all excited. Come on, no one knows what bumping means. Relax. But the sad thing is, that's actually the clearest memory I have of my dad ever trying to help me out in life. That fucking guy never had time for me. And it's fucked me up lots of times. When I finally got laid, I didn't even have the right size condoms. Trying to squeeze them on and they wouldn't fit? And in some ways, that's not a bad problem to have, but it's embarrassing. You gotta explain to this girl why you apparently don't even know the size of your own cock? So I was trying to come up with stuff. I was like, well, you know, on the East Coast, when I live there, there's fucking girls all the time, and maybe the condoms are just a different size. You know, everyone out there is a lumberjack or sailor spawn, so that makes sense.
It's like euros against dollars.
Or time zones. I tried to calm the girl down and not say it's weird, so I tell her I'm a fucking whore and I'm over there fucking everybody.
Like, yeah, that makes sense. And I actually thought that was smooth. God damn it, fuck you, Dad. You gave me these enormous genitals, but you didn't give me the wisdom of how to use them? Fuck.
Check out my new CD. My cock is huge.
By the way, his dad owns the porn shop he used to work at.
My mom explained to me about having sex because we started asking, and I think it was definitely me. And how old was I? I think I was like in fifth grade or something when I learned. And no, I was younger than that. I was younger than that, but I was like, what is this? I was asking, how do you make babies? And I was old enough to understand that. And so instead of telling me, she gave me a book, and I was freaked out. I was like, I can't believe that my parents would be doing this. And until I was like in maybe seventh grade, I thought they did it only three times because they had three kids.
McNally's dad gave him a book from the porn shop. my
it was so technical, but I was so grossed out. I was like, you do not put that in there.
That's
no way.
I've said this. I want to
the book is the best. I did not need my mother coming with those words out of her face.
Maybe that was the plan. I want to wallpaper my kid's room with venereal diseases. I still think that's a good idea.
I love that idea.
Is it the wallpaper like in Willy Wonka where the snozzberries taste like snozzberries?
Ew!
I thought this was like you have to be as sick as possible on this.
Get out!
Okay.
Oh my God. Okay.
Now, my mom says that she taught us about sex, but nobody remembers it.
None of your siblings.
Nobody remembers it.
She did it real fast. She was like, "This goes there, and that's and there you go."
My dad would say jerking off isn't a sin. Mention that. That's all he mentioned.
Which is weird.
It isn't.
Like in the Bible, it says this. So this guy like jerked off and on the ground, And that's wasting your seed and blah, blah, blah. But then I don't even remember. You know what? It's a shame because I don't even, my dad's so fucking whatever. I don't even get his stories. I mean, listeners know this. I don't know where we're from, but he goes on and on and there's no answer. And he's like, technically this, and it's not called Czechoslovakia and this. And so it's somewhere Polish, Czechoslovakian something. I don't even know. And I don't care. And I don't care. And I don't even know why he thinks it's okay to jerk off. I'm like, I don't fucking care. So anyway, my point is, like, it's okay, but then one day he finds a paper towel roll in the garbage outside. We burned our own garbage to save money, you know, inside one of those pits we made. And
how does that save money? Because you would have to technically pay for the garbage to get picked up, and
correct.
If you burn it, it's just gone?
Correct. Yeah. And the non-burnable garbage he took to the school or the grocery store's garbage bin.
And that's not a sin.
Exactly.
That's not a sin.
Somehow that's not stealing. He found a roll of paper towels, and I'm in trouble for jerking off on the roll of paper towels. That's what I caught myself with. The whole roll still in roll form.
You know what he thought,
like,
that you did?
You could have pulled some off of
fucked
there.
Fucked it?
I think he thought you fucked it.
He might have.
Yeah. That just makes sense now. And you know what that means?
Huger than McNally.
You know what that means? That means your dad has a sick imagination. Oh, right. That means he's thought about it. Like, oh, that would be good. Right. Goddamn kids.
People,
you know?
People jerk everything, though. People jerk their beds. But what's the sickest thing you ever jerked?
I was going to tell a story about when I was little. I thought that, like, I used to ride around in this little bicycle. It wasn't a bicycle. It was like a little trike, like for a little kid. And I used to, like, lay down flat on it so that, like, the seat was right between my legs. And I would run as fast as I could up and down the driveway. And the vibration from the driveway was what would get me. I didn't know. I was singing the He-Man song. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, oh, this is great. I love this bike. And I think maybe that's why I like bicycles now or whatever. But I don't know. I wasn't trying to figure out my own psyche, but at the same time, I know I used to love it to the point where I would wear out my own shoes, and my mother would be so upset about me wearing out my shoes.
Wow.
That's right, ladies. I can go till I wear out my shoes.
So here's the end. Here's him saying goodbye.
These have been stories about my cock. Cheat to win, keithandthegirl.com.
Thanks, buddy.
I gotta say, I think I like the first one better.
I like the opening joke of the first one. I forget what it is, and I thoroughly enjoyed. What's the one in the middle that I? This one that I said I liked. I forget it. That one was memorable.
The one where the girl takes part. Where he's like, "How many fucks do I give?" And she's like, "No fucks."
No.
That was the first.
No,
one.
I like the one where he's gonna fuck that girl through the fence. One day, okay, I will put this.
You just like the idea of two little kids going.
Yeah, that's not even a joke.
Sometimes jokes aren't so much jokes.
They're just an ambiance.
Right.
Sort of like that. Right now, or earlier when you were talking about your dad and how you don't want to listen to anything he says, all I could picture was in the future we do a series of short films where it's just your dad in a room sort of reading a paper. You walk into the room and you ask him something that you genuinely want the answer to.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts off like by like saying something, and he starts trailing off further and further, and you just walk out. After each time, you ask him this whole separate thing, and then you just come in and you go, yeah, Dad, where do we come from? And he's like, well, back in the 50s, they did this experiment, and you're just like, yeah, okay. And you just walk out.
That's Spooky Show.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly what happened. No, you know what? I think my dad thinks I did. He said that I did it on the roll of paper towels, and I go, Dad, that doesn't make any sense. And he goes, no, son, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Good debating skills. Okay.
That's how he answers everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bet you did. No, I bet I did. I'll bet you did.
I just said that, though. Mm-hmm. Right?
You did just say that.
That's from now on, I'm going to have arguments like that with Keith. That's interesting.
But I did enjoy that part of the story. And everything doesn't have to be a joke, Mr. McNally. That story I told about telling the little kid, you know, busy, aren't you? You must be real busy. That wasn't a joke.
No, it wasn't.
See? Everything doesn't have to be a joke. That's my point.
That's true.
New story?
On our suspect supposed to arrive in green shirt.
You got
to
lower it.
So it is looking good. Yeah, he's getting out. We'll get a good look at him right now.
A police stakeout in Laguna Beach, California. Officers prepare to take down their suspect. They say 24-year-old Fernando Guerin Jr. is attempting to lure a 13-year-old girl to this playground for sex.
Oops.
Oh, my God.
He starts walking through the park or something. Take him down.
I just want to kiss your right now. and lick you, snivel you, up and down, from head to toe.
Tell me this is the police reading
this. So this is the police reading the chat.
Oh, my God.
And then it shows the girls. This police reading the chat that this guy's saying.
Yeah.
The police playing the role of a little girl, egging him on. And they, in the news story, you know, they show the chat. And all the other guy, all the police guy has to do, pretend she's a little girl. Cool, cool, cool. K-E-W-L.
Shut up.
LOL. Sounds good. I don't know. IDK.
What's IDK?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. And they had to get a bunch of 13-year-olds to teach them all that shit.
They end up talking on the phone before they meet each other, and they use the police officers that have kid-like voices.
Wow.
But I did. They did so. They showed a detective and, like, a little punk-looking kid, and the punk kid was doing the typing.
Wow.
Sergeant Darren Lenny reads one example of the language allegedly used by his suspect on the messenger program Yahoo Chat. Much of it is too explicit for this program. He shows us what's believed to be Garen's page on the popular social networking site MySpace. And he shows us several naked photos he claims Garen emailed to his chat buddy. So how does Sergeant Lenny know about all this? Well, it's an internet sting operation, and the Laguna Beach PD has planned a number of them in the past several months.
It's over. If you missed the Touch Kid bubble, you missed it. Let it go.
Your opportunity is over.
Your should have been there.
I like how the news is alerting all the pedophiles around here. They're like, no, look, look, this is what the cops are doing, so don't do it.
See,
if they invite
you
to the playground, it's clearly a setup.
Right.
But in this case, it actually is good. Usually when they go, and here's how the Arabs could come into the country. Secretly, they can hide their weapons here. You know, but this is better. It's like, let them think that everybody on MySpace is a heist, you know?
That's true. And also, I guess it's also for parents to
deter somebody. Right, exactly. But yeah, exactly. Like 4 years ago, that's when you could have touched kids. Now you can't. You know what else? I should have put stock in Microsoft. I fucked up. Time's over.
Yeah, even Michael Jackson had to shut down.
Right.
Another operation that netted 13 arrests in one night.
Wow.
One suspect arrives with a single red rose for his underage date.
You see it in every movie, the cop that's disgusted with life. But seriously, you're a cop. How aren't you just disgusted with human beings? You know?
Officers are waiting inside to arrest each one. A pharmaceutical technician, a Starbucks manager, an engineer, even a lieutenant with the California Highway Patrol.
They don't just rape you with the prices.
A train conductor, an astronaut.
Fully charged with attempt to child molest and are in the process of being arraigned. The citizens group PervertedJustice.com.
Perverted-justice.com.
It's phony profiles of underage kids to see if anyone will take the bait, complete with cultural references and internet lingo. Working with all levels of law enforcement, they claim to have busted several dozen pedophiles since 2004.
We've caught doctors, lawyers, cops, firefighters, teachers.
You're a doctor. Do you know what I mean? Don't have to say anything else.
You're already a doctor.
You went to school to touch.
Social workers.
That's the worst.
It all walks of life.
Social workers thing is the worst.
Right. I thought the Starbucks thing was the worst.
Starbucks is bad because it's pretty common, especially here in New York. But the social worker thing, it's like, in a lot of cases, like, it's a social worker that's like saving these kids from like a really rough household. And they just, that's horrible.
Judging Amy would be very upset.
One of the predators that actually had to find a babysitter for his 13-year-old daughter
so
he could come over and molest someone else's 13-year-old.
Oh, God!
Oh, man!
Am I the asshole for going, at least he's not fucking his own kid?
I suppose, but I mean, is that really the lesser of two evils? I mean, it's
better.
Well, who's his babysitter? Is it his child molesting friend?
It is. They just it's like wife swap. It's like wife swap. It's daughter swap.
We have to stop. Oh, my God. Oh, we've no conscience. Oh.
To circumvent the arbitrary minimum 14-year age requirement on some sites, Perverted Justice volunteers simply make up another number. It's something any child could do.
She puts 113, obviously not being 113, and down below clarifies for anybody who could have missed it that she's not 113, she's 13. Okay.
MySpace says that while it can't prevent all fraud, the company has deleted more than 200,000 underage profiles to date. And one warning on the safety tips page reads, if you're under 14, go away.
If you're a child molester, no thank you either.
If you're a child molester, here's the donate spot.
Not their real names, of course, say they never initiate the conversations, but rather wait to be contacted. Then they and their volunteers engage in chat sessions, and whenever it's requested, allow the person to call them on the phone. Adult members of Perverted Justice who sound underage pick up the line. Here's a sample conversation, and it's disturbing.
How are you?
12.
Sound pretty cute.
Thank you.
What are you up to?
Nothing really, talking to you.
You're corny, aren't you?
I don't know.
This is really creepy.
You're so cute.
Ew, you're corny, yeah, aren't you? That's his
line. Horny.
No,
horny.
Yeah, that's why it's really creepy.
You're a little horny, and that's the cop going, I don't know.
Oh my god.
You're cute, thanks. Let's meet in the park. You're fucking done.
That is fucking creepy.
Oh my god.
When these phone or cyber exchanges move into the real world, the authorities can act.
Let us know where he's going.
The folks at Perverted Justice have worked for about a week with the Laguna Beach Police Department to set up this stakeout operation here at a park.
I am in a car, yeah. And there's no reason for me to whisper.
That's his stakeout voice.
They couldn't do this without me. Lawler skates.
13-year-old girl says she's going to show up after playing hooky from school today.
But rather than a teenage girl waiting on this playground...
You can turn around. Drop your beanie.
Drop your beanie.
Hey, partner, you're under arrest for attempt molestation of a minor.
Police search Garen's car and find condoms and a digital camera, which, based on his alleged chat, Garen was going to use to take dirty pictures.
Oh.
He's since been charged with attempt to child molest and sending lewd pictures to a minor by the Orange County District Attorney. He's being held on $100,000 bail.
And they show pictures of him with, you know, with that lean back pose with the, you know, where you're relaxing naked with your hand behind your head.
Oh, that's a picture he sent to the minor?
Yeah. That's one of like five pictures.
Of him naked like that?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Faces up to 4 years in prison.
Why would you send evidence to people? That's very strange. Well, why would you molest a child? Anyway. Why can't you do it right?
Office declined comment.
Obviously, if this was a real 13-year-old chatting with this individual, it's robbing some innocence from that child. So it's rewarding that we made this happen and no harm did come to a 13-year-old little girl.
A deterrent for anyone who attempts to contact a teenager online. That curious and chatty child.
AOL just got an anti-commercial. Broop,
Daniel Siebert.
Yeah, yeah.
This is how child molesters get their kids. Broop, broop.
And somebody from
Yahoo. Good. And fuck you, AOL, you child molesting helper. Fuck you. Fuck you, AOL.
You haven for molesters, for pedophiles.
You let that happen, and then you charge them $14.95. You pieces of shit.
Shit, they're starting accounts for pedophiles. Pedophiles don't even know.
That's
about
what
it.
AOL is doing. Slash. Go ahead, AOL. Ask us to do a commercial. I'll do it.
We are doing.
Are we? Oh shit. fuck you.
All right, so there you go. So all this child molestation talk was brought to you by the Chalice Molestation Television Show.
Hey, don't say that. Don't do that.
What's
don't
that? Do that?
No, it's on the show. And there is like a little hint at that. I mean, there's no MySpace, but there's, right. I mean, I don't know if the internet
they're talking about
Big Love.
And
but
moving on.
In Big Love, they talk about the Mormon community, this and that. And a girl, you know, ends up with the prophet. He's the one who runs the town.
Oh, and
the
she's only
like
14.
14.
That's true.
There's a little some creepy going. It all ties together.
You know what was good about, we saw a special on the Mormons and polygamy and then saw this show, and it kind of helped me understand who the prophet is and who the
that's
whatever
true, yeah.
is.
How come they all have Mormons and Amish have the same round inbred face?
Because they're round and inbred.
I just want to hear the words.
I will say they can make a damn fine set of furniture, and they are awesome at baking pies. So, although I know none of you Amish are listening,
I'm coming to you for my pie.
I know they're not listening.
We've read that parts of that book about the Mormons.
Oh, yeah, we'll read it. We'll find. We read it on the air.
We read a little bit, but yeah. It's like, how do you guys have fun? We keep our play at a minimum, but sometimes there are times for fun, like throwing rotten tomatoes and.
That was, seriously, like, it was what? Listed and it was written by.
Like, if the wife ended up letting tomatoes get rotten, shame on her, but maybe someday when your chores are done. You can throw rotten tomatoes at a friend.
Do they throw them at her or whoever left them out?
They toss them in a playful manner.
In a playful manner.
Never gets too heated.
That's the Amish, and it was an Amish book about Amish, like all the questions, that the 20 questions something by an Amish girl. Then at the end, I'm sorry, it was written by a couple, and at the end you can go, you can find out more about right. Amish, and it lists the other books, and then it lists the .com you can go
I know.
To.
I love that.
What
love that.
In the hell?
I love that. I believe I was on the highway one time with a couple of friends, and we saw like a car ride by. I don't know if it was full of like Amish or whoever dressed like that. I don't know their crazy religion, but they were all dressed.
Mennonites,
they were all in the car. Yeah, Mennonites, yeah, right. Whoever. I don't know. I was in Pennsylvania, so of course I was lost on the highway, like everybody else in Pennsylvania. But and except for you and your family, but definitely on the back of their car, it was like something like AmishCottage.com. I was like, what? What, am I going to go there and buy some furniture? And that, not only that, we stopped at a diner, and this is at this place called Tannersville in Pennsylvania. Do you guys know Tannersville?
I heard of it.
It's on like this highway. We stop at this diner, and there's a poster up, and it says Raymond the Amish Comic, and there's a photo of him like with a huge shitty grin on his face, and he's like, "Hey guys, I do comedy." And it's like appearing two nights only at the diner. He's playing at the diner. That's where he's going to go and do his comedy.
You ever wonder if like they're faking? Like, I've seen like a religious comic, and I'm like, what if you're not fucking Catholic, and that's just an easy target?
Like that guy from Creed. Like how what's a Comedy Central show? The
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
The animation that she's the. It's the best animation on Comedy Central. Hello,
South Park.
Yes, so South Park make fun.
All right. You're like, okay, I'm lost.
So they had a whole thing on how the one of the kids wanted to be a rock star, but he couldn't get in until he decided that he was a Christian.
All right,
and that's
right.
When they sold like a million copies of their thing and stuff. So yeah, maybe they are faking.
Yeah, well, we fantasized that it was real, and we thought that his routine would be like Jerry Seinfeld, only it's all Amish oriented. It's like, do you ever notice when you churn butter, it does this, and the whole ride? Because not only did we see the poster. We stole it. That's right, Tannersville Diner. You can track us down. We stole the poster. My friend John made T-shirts out of it. I have a T-shirt. I will show you guys the poster at some point. If you want, we can take a digital photo and I'll put it on the forums or something like that.
It's
so funny. My friend John was so hilarious when he put that shirt.
You guys
together.
Know how you're like 14 years old and that carriage is just bumping and bumping.
I would drive to Pennsylvania if I knew when that guy was playing. Why not?
Exactly.
That would just be
Raymond
too much.
The Amish Comic. Look him up. He's got to have a website.
Lovely.
Go ahead.
This podcast is brought to you by Big Love.
A bold new dramatic series from HBO told the story of polygamists balancing the need of his three wives, their seven kids, and three new houses, or he just goes to work and doesn't seem to balance them too good. Anyway, the all-star cast included Bill Paxton, Gene Triplehorn, Chloe Sevigny, Jennifer Goodwin, and Harry Dean Stanton. It already premiered, but I'm sure you can download it somewhere. It follows The Sopranos, and it's only
on HBO.
Or HBO 2, I guess.
Or the internet somewhere.
I don't know. A friend taped it. All right. Thank you guys very much. Thank you, Matt Bray.
Thank you guys.
And we'll see you guys tomorrow.
KeithandtheGirl.com.
So I saw this HBO documentary about crystal meth, about crank. They had a guy in there from the FBI. He gets up there. He goes, "If you can make sugar cookies, you can make crank." Well, guess who was doing a little baking while he was watching this? Oh, thanks a lot, HBO, for my new $50,000 a day crystal meth habit. And the trailer I have to buy in North Dakota. I saw Michael Jackson on television saying everything at his Neverland Ranch is free. It's all free. And that made me rest easier. Because that was my big concern when it came to Michael Jackson. He was charging these kids a cover charge. I think it would be cool if he did charge them. "Hey, Jose, I know I'm a 45-year-old billionaire and you're an 8-year-old with 2 weeks to live, but them snow cones don't grow on trees. And the electric bill on those teacups. Jose, I need $4 from you.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. I churn butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise. It's hard work and sacrifice, living in an Amish paradise. We sell quilts at discount price, living in an Amish paradise. A local boy kicked me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well, 'cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist, even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tool, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons, but I got a cool hat, and my homies agree I really look good in black. Fool, if you come to visit, you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired. There's no phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most of our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in an Amish paradise. There's no time for sin and vice living in an Amish paradise. We don't fight, we all play nice living in an Amish paradise.
Hitching up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy the little omelets wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain and don't be whiny, or else, my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney.
We've been spending most our lives.